to be here. I'm glad to be in Green Bay, be a part of a great organization with a team with a lot of history behind it.
Is it overwhelming at all?
Yeah, it's still overwhelming, but you're ready to put your helmet on, get to practice, and learn now.
What have you seen so far? What have they had you guys doing so far?
Just a lot of meeting administrators and just a lot of testing and things like that, just getting used to being around the facility. But right now we're waiting to practice and meeting, so right now just sitting around waiting right now.
Is this a hard time waiting to get out of the practice field for the first time working as a Packer?
Yeah, it's a hard time because you look forward to it. You got all your combine, all that out the way. Now you're ready to get back to football. So that's what you look forward to, and I'm excited about it.
You bring a lot to the table. You have a lot of physical gifts. What do you anticipate of yourself for this season? You can step in and make a contribution?
Well, right now I'm just trying to learn. I'm trying to learn as much as I can learn and just try to be the best player that I can be and become a good pro.
Have you seen the playbook? They got a little playbook for you this camp?
Right now, we're just doing the introduction, just the basic things. So that's what we're getting ready for meetings for, just to learn the basic thing, just to learn the concept behind the defense, and just try to understand the scheme and what's going on.
When you first saw Lambeau Field, what was your thought?
Oh, that was amazing to me. Just watching it on TV, you could feel the impact of the stadium from the great fans, and just seeing it live, that meant a lot to me. So I was excited about that. And it was an honor for me to just even put on the Green Bay jersey, so I look forward to it.
You seem to have a real appreciation for the history of this franchise, Morgan.
Oh, yeah, just growing up, just seeing all the history from NFL Network, just the history behind it, and just seeing great players come through Green Bay. You got to respect it and got to be honored to just have a chance to put on that G on your helmet.
Are there any names when you look around the locker room here and you see the nameplates above, any names that you kind of go, wow, I'm on his team?
Oh, that's a lot. That's just about every name you see. You look around. I caught myself in. I'm just looking around reading everyone's name, and I'm like, wow, I couldn't believe it, but it was overwhelming, so I'm excited about it.
Anyone you're really looking forward to meeting when the veterans come in here?
To be honest, I'm looking forward to meeting everyone, just watching them play from last year, doing a great job last year. I look forward to meeting them and just learning from all the veterans and everyone that succeeded on defense and the whole team. I'm just looking forward to meeting everyone.
Knowing that Ted Thompson traded up to get you, does that, I don't know about pressure, but does it give you an extra responsibility in any way?
Just basically, I got to just come in and still show what I can do. Basically, make it show that it was a good pick. So I got to come in here, work hard, train hard, and not get laid back, and just prove to everyone that I can play and that I'm a good safety.
Morgan, you come here with a reputation as a playmaker and a track record as a playmaker. Would you say that's just instincts, things like that? I mean, not everybody makes plays a lot, and you have. Where does that come from?
Just having a love for the game and having fun, just treating it like if I was 6 years old, just running around trying to catch a football. So just having the love and passion for the game and just going out competing every day. So I love this game. I love to compete, so I try my best to make plays when I can.
You like Ed Reed, so does that mean you like to hit? Is that part of your game in addition to being a playmaker?
Yeah, I like watching guys like Ed Reed and Troy Polamalu. So just seeing them on TV and try to pick up some things that they can do will help me out a lot.
I understand that you kind of admired Brett Favre growing up. What if you have a chance to hit him, assuming he comes back again?
Yeah, I had to go on and hit him and just and tell stories to my grandkids that I hit Brett Favre.